Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from the incredible Big Green Egg Retail Center, where we're having more fun than we should have. In fact, I got a letter from Washington the other day.
You did?
Yes, from the IRS. Really? And they said, if you continue to have that much fun, we're going to tax you. I'm just saying that's how much fun it is here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center.
Yeah, well.
And usually we're in Le Cordon Green, the beautiful culinary center over there that's home to some of the most amazing cooking classes in the world. In fact, rumor has it, Chef Eric, on May 17th, you and I will be working with Steve Reichlin. I mean, he
rumor
is...
Rumor has it. That's right.
I mean, I don't know how you'd liken him. I mean, it's like working with... excuse me, Daniel Ballou.
That's a pretty big deal in the barbecue world. So it's kind of like a Meyer and Mixon or...
Man, I'm dying over here. I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm choking up because... Right,
you're all choked up.
Well, Steve Reichlin is like working with Paul Prudhomme when we worked with him.
Yeah.
It was for Cajun cuisine. I mean, excuse me. Got a tickle. But anyway, Chef Eric, you are going to whip up the sandwich. Give me an idea what it is. Because I'll bet there's people out there right now going, can you say it again? Can I just hear it again? Because they're drooling all over themselves. And it's causing a problem when they're driving. Because their clothes are getting all soggy. It is a beautiful baguette.
Right.
And then you laid two different kinds of cheese. Thank you, associate engineer. Two different kinds of cheese on there. Lots
yep.
of it. Then two strips of bacon, or one strip of bacon.
Correct. So it's got, the sub has Havarti and American cheese. Then I've got chicken thighs that I've done out on the Big Green Egg. A strip of bacon in there. And then we're going to, the last thing is to add in the ABTs, which are the red chilies stuffed with cream cheese wrapped in bacon that are out on the egg right now. And those are going to be the next thing that go on. And the and then that's it. We're going to put it back on the egg, let it all sort of get all happy together, and there you go.
Well, I noticed when you're working on the egg, there is something here, my friends. Chef Eric, we've been on the air going on our 15th season. We have worked. A lot of companies send us free samples to try, you know. And how many different kinds of grilling attachments and things have you worked with over the years?
Oh, lots.
I'll tell you what, Big
and
Green
most
Egg.
Most of them never make it to the air.
Yeah, exactly. And Big Green Egg, we have been using Big Green Egg since they started making their own implements. We always try them out. They always listen very carefully to what we say. And every time they've come out with a new generation, they've gotten a little better and a little better, but I'm telling you, this new set of grilling utensils by Big Green Egg, they are absolutely the most impressive I have ever used, Chef Eric.
I totally agree. So they're nice and heavyweight. They've
yes.
got they're silicone tipped on the tongs so that it grabs well. They're long. Sometimes if you've ever gone through a barbecue implement, a spatula specifically, they tend to be really flimsy at the end. This one is solid, and it's
one piece.
Excellent. It's one piece, yeah.
I mean, but it's not obviously stainless can. 100% stainless. It's got great heft, great feel, great length. And for me, being a lazy person that I am, and I'm not ashamed to say it, it is so easy to clean up because it has no, you know how... You have these wooden slats on your utensil, but you're always having to dig food out of it and everything else. Baby, you take one of those plastic scrub pads, whoosh, one wipe, one thing, gone clean, wipe dry, and go.
Right.
So it absolutely rocks.
Yep.
Now, my friends, we were telling you a few minutes ago that we were going to have a special guest, and we really, really do. For years, since we met Ed Fisher, I had a chance to talk with Steve Corsi. Him and his wife are going to join us here in a few minutes, but I had a chance to talk with Steve Corsi. We were able to share our love of the egg and the histoire that is the Big Green Egg. And we were laughing about years and years ago, we met Ed Fisher right there on Claremont Avenue in a little bitty, he still had pachinko games he was selling. That's how long ago it was. And from then, here we are today. But what made this really special is there's this incredible young lady who is really, it's more of a miracle story than it is just a beautiful little child that you see. This is This is part of the egghead community. This is the part of the thing that makes a Big Green Egg so special. If you have a regular grill, you know, if you have a regular grill, you've got a grill. You heat up meat. If you have a Big Green Egg, you have a family. And so today, when we found out who took away our Big Green Egg Culinary Center for our show, they said something very special. And so we're going to share a true egghead story. And as we've gone through the years, we have had the opportunity to absolutely get thrilled with the eggheads that we met. Steve Corsi, this is a great, great story. Welcome to Chef and a Fat Man.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, wow. What a great, what an amazing story you've got. I mean, do you mind if I share the picture on our Facebook?
Absolutely. No. Absolutely. Please do.
Absolutely no or absolutely okay?
Absolutely yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I looked to him, but I looked to you for the real answer. And
she's the one that matters.
Why don't you introduce the two lovely ladies?
This is my lovely wife, Caroline, and my lovely daughter, Christina Marie.
Oh, I'll tell you, she's a beauty.
1 year, 5 days old today.
Uh-huh. So let's talk about the story. I mean, people say, this birthday party. Let me tell you something, my friends. When you see the picture, go to our website. You see our picture. You are going to see, what did I tell you when I first saw it? Disney World.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many balloons? Do you even know how many balloons you have?
I have no idea. Caroline had, she did all that.
There are literally hundreds of balloons. There are, how many balloons? Do you have any idea?
I know how much it costs.
No. That's not, Steve doesn't want to hear that.
I don't want to say that in front of my husband. But no, my idea was to blow up the room with balloons. So we had a long journey with her. It was 2 months in the NICU after she was born. And I wanted the first year birthday party to just be a huge celebration of not just 1 year, but a victory party.
And what's really, really neat is she's such a beautiful, what a smile. She agrees. And I'll tell you, but you had your party here. And that's what's so amazing. Because this is really like family here, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is like family. And in fact, when I thought about her first birthday party when we were in the NICU, going back and forth to the hospital, I always pictured it at the new facility here. I didn't even know if you guys did birthday parties, and I've learned that we're the first birthday party. Hopefully, we're not going to be the last.
Oh, no, after they hear this story.
But we've just been blown away with Chef Amanda. She's just done a fantastic job with the food and the planning. And we really do feel like you guys are family. And so we're just honored to be here and so glad we could share this special day with you guys.
Well, you know, when I heard the story of young Christina, I was blown away. I mean, what a neat idea. And the crew, the staff here, crew because we love New Orleans, K-R-E-W-E, by the way, in case you're misunderstanding. But we had an amazing... Explain the birthday gift. This is like the coolest birthday. Because when I heard, all I heard when I came in was, somebody's having a birthday party for a one-year-old. I said, now, granted, that's pretty awesome, but a one-year-old, I don't really think they're worrying about the smoke on the meat or the... But they told us the whole story, and then they didn't know what to get for a birthday gift, but man, they knocked it out of the park.
They certainly did. We weren't expecting that at all. At some point, Chef Amanda asked me when her actual birthday was, and it was April 17th, and I didn't think anything about it. But they gave us a personalized cake cutter, which we will be using shortly to cut her fabulous cake in there. And we were just totally floored that they even thought to give us anything. You guys are giving us a great birthday party by letting us use your facility, so we're just
we're not expecting anything. I'll tell you what, we're a family, we're a community. It's more than just a grilling piece of equipment. And Steve, you've known that for years.
It is. I mean, it's in my association with Big Green Egg has been more on a professional level originally, but you grow to know the people here and work with the people here, and they do. They become absolutely family, and it's amazing to me, the Big Green Egg community of people, just people that use eggs. It's fantastic. You go to any of the egg events, like Eggtoberfest and some of the other events, and you meet people. I mean, we've met one gentleman who is actually the, close your ears, Christina. He helps out Santa at Phipps Plaza every year. And you meet people like that are just kind of everyday people that, you know, have eggs and enjoy cooking on eggs. And you learn tips from them. You come to things and you talk to them and you learn tips. I know out out here before the party started. I was out on the patio here talking to some of the people that were preparing the food, helping Amanda prepare the food. And, you know, you learn little tips about it. I was asking them about how to do the sweet potatoes. And because I've had my egg a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I do primarily meats. I do, you know, chicken and salmon and bison burgers and things. But, you know, the vegetables, I've done asparagus a few times. You know, I'm not really, I don't feel quite comfortable yet with the vegetables yet. The meat has been fantastic.
Can I tell you, Steve, stay away from them. I have learned no veg at all, you know. So, listen, what's really amazing is they're having the most amazing birthday party. They got scores of people over there. So we're going to let you get back. And Christina's like, she grabbed the microphone. She was ready to rock.
Yeah,
you
she's
know?
Ready I mean, to rock and roll.
She is. But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
To your family, from our family, thank you so much for sharing the experience. Thank you for sharing Christina's story and her first birthday. 20 years from now, when she's sitting out on her deck with her big green egg, she'll look at that video and say, my mommy and daddy love me. How do I know it? They took me to the big green egg on my first birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Corsi fam. What a pleasure. What a pleasure.
Thank you for having us. Oh, again, we're so honored to be a part of the family, and thanks for letting us share a special day with y'all.
Oh, that was awesome. Thanks so much. We'll have pictures up there. It's going to be amazing. And I got to tell you, look at the laugh on this. Here we go. She's got a microphone. She's like, oh, this is great. This is cool. I'm ready for Hollywood. Look at her. She knows how to hold the thing. Look at that. I mean,
she's a natural.
There he is. But don't forget, I'm still around for a few more years. Get the kid out of here, will you? But anyway, Chef Eric, I always get the fun part while you're having to do the slaving on the big green egg. But it ain't slaving. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm having a great time. But that was a great story. I was, in the meantime, fishing off our ABTs and stuffing them in the sandwich.
So it's coming out?
Yeah, well, we got to add a little more cheese on top. And then we're going to put these back out on the egg to finish off melting the cheese.
Okay, we'll be right back. Chef and a Fat Man live from the incredible Big Green Egg Retail Center, where you shared a family story that's like so many families out there, but with a little special twist. Chef and a Fat Man live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center. We'll be right back after a shameless commercial break.